Hey nerds, if you like what we do here on One Podcast for Nerds, remember you can always support us through the Acast supporting system, to which you can find a link to in the description below of every episode. It's only a minimum of $3 US, but no commitment. We also sell mugs, which you can find at mainjams.com, and I would describe them with Nolan's trademark slogan, having a good hand feel. They're great for coffee, tea, when you're streaming, gaming, or just doing nerdy shit. Alright, let's get to the show. Play that intro.
I'm a beagle!
What's up, everybody, and welcome to episode 29 of One Podcast for Nerds. I'm your host, Andrew. It's two for today. It's just me and Austin.
I'm a beagle.
Yeah, well, don't worry. They'll be in there. You don't need to repeat it. It's going to be like, it's basically your mascot of the show now. It's just a beagle.
I died.
You died?
I died on the inside when you played me that clip. I forgot I did that. Why don't I have like a inner filter, you know, for my shitty, stupid idea?
I love it. It's my favorite. I literally just listened to that episode literally just for that bit. We're just like,
oh yeah.
And she's like, all right, let's get to the intro. Play, or no, like, let's start the show. Play that intro. And then it's like, I'm a beagle.
God damn it.
Yeah, that was funny. I laughed really hard. Man, I'm trying a new beer today. It's like a Black Tusk chocolate milkshake.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's actually
milk
not.
And beer really shouldn't be mixed.
It's not real milk. It's not even like a milk stout or anything. There's none of them lactoses in there.
Isn't there not even like milk and milk stouts?
No, there is. There's lactose and milk stouts. It's lactose. Okay. It's not actual milk. It's milk sugar.
Yeah, because they had a huge fucking they got sued because they were saying milk stout without having any milk in it in like the 40s, right?
It was because during World War II, when women gave birth and they started breastfeeding, it was. At the time, it was like, it's not knowledge, but common knowledge of the time that if a woman was to drink a milk stout, it would help her lactate for breastfeeding. And that started because the guy who invented milk stouts had to market it that way because no one was buying it. They're just buying regular stouts. And so he started saying, oh, it contains, like, he kept going around and said, oh, it contains real milk and stuff. And then, like, the British government, because it was in England, the British government said, like, okay, so, like, none of this shit's true. You legally can't say this, and you have to, like, stop calling it milk stouts and stuff like that. And so then they ended up adding lactose to it later and stuff. There's a lot of stories behind beer, of how beer came to be. So that was one of them that I was told from a brewer.
But that's still pretty cool.
It was interesting, actually. Yeah, it's not one. I mean, yeah, it's an interesting story. Like, there's a lot of good ones out there. But yeah, that one's kind of the funniest of them all. So, cause like you can tell like when, like you can tell like what age like your grandfather grew up. Like if you're like a female and he shows up with like a beer, and still believes that, right? You're like, oh, okay, well I know where you got that from. So, but yeah, not a lot of crazy things happened this week. I mean, we're recording this on Saturday night as usual. So we got to watch some of BC Fandom.
I watched it at work. Don't tell my boss.
I watched it kind of here. I think I watched it on the shitter, actually. Watched most of it on the shitter.
Kinda at your house. Like, what, do you take it with you?
The toilet? Yeah, it's everywhere I go. If I had a superpower, I'd be toilet man. I'd have a toilet with me all the time.
Kite man.
Toilet man, oh, yeah. Kite man.
No, I know, but it's just
kite man would be toilet. Like a bird and shit on people's cars.
Oh, just... kite man's a fucking, is that a G? And I will not have you lowering his name that low.
Well, I mean, if there's no wind under his wings, he has no height.
Yeah, but he's fucking kite man, all right.
Okay, that was super bad. So that's not. So we watched BC Fandom. You know what, you can go first. So like what did you think? Like, I mean, we just watched the trailers, we didn't watch like the whole live stream.
I watched a lot of it. It was about sound because it was on
I just watched the trailers,
right? One thing I'll say about comic book fans is, fuck, they need to get outside because, like, holy shit, was it toxic. Like, the moment any of them, any like, anything, like, even remotely going towards the woke side of the spectrum, they're like, ew, with your puking emojis. And I'm sitting there, I'm like, wow. Just wow.
I take it you were surfing the tweets.
No, I was, because I was watching it live stream on YouTube, and you can read the comments, the chats, it's going down.
Yeah.
And every single time, anything, like, even slightly onto the, like, woke spectrum, they're like, this is garbage now. We'll go get woke, go broke. And you're like, I'm just, like, sitting there going, like, can we, like, watch the trailer before we, like, even pass our judgment yet?
Well, as human beings, we like to bitch before we do anything.
Well, that's true. And, I mean, it kind of goes without saying, but, like, some things were, like, really, really great, and they had, and I am looking forward to it, like, just, they've jumped to the top of the list, right? And then other things are, like, kind of, like, it's cool, it's out there. I'm sure there's fans out there for some things. Like, for example, Batgirl Season 3.
Oh, yeah, okay.
With Alice from Alice in Wonderland as her, like, sidekick. Cool. I didn't watch the first season of Batwoman. I didn't watch the second season of Batwoman, but I know there's some fans out there, the few and far between. I'm happy that you guys get your third season, I think.
I was just going to say, I did not watch any of the TV show trailers. Like, anything that was like a series, I was like, nah. I don't watch them now. I'm not going to watch them at all.
There's one thing, though, for the TV series that I'm really excited about. Is they... You ever watch Smallville?
Nope.
All right. Well, Smallville was a TV show.
I know what it is. Oh, okay. You can explain it to everybody. Sorry, I know what it is, but go for it and explain it. Sorry.
So you know what it is? Okay.
I know
okay.
what it is. I mean, Jesus. Anyone listening to the show that doesn't know what it is should be even listening to this show coming from the person who's never watched it.
But one thing I'm excited, I didn't get to hear it too much, but I think they're doing a Smallville reunion. Because you see Clark Kent actually with the costume on, and they had a whole full interview and everything like that. They were talking about that. So I think they're going to be re-releasing Smallville with the rest of the, like, so the rest of the Smallville series. And I think they're going to do a video because it showed Tom Welling in the suit, and they never even really showed him in the suit until the last episode. They're just talking about the 20th anniversary, and it's one of the situations where it's like Smallville is such an iconic show, and it kind of started the DC trend of making shows on CW. And don't get me wrong, I don't like the CW very much, but I do love Smallville. I think it's awesome. I think it was an amazing series.
If I'm reading this right, and no one hold me to this, but it looks like they're actually doing like a complete reboot with the original cast.
Well, that's pretty fucking dope.
Again, don't hold me to that. That's just kind of what I'm like. When you Google it, that's what shows up.
It's still cool.
So it's a sequel. So it'll be a sequel to the original series.
Good. Oh yeah.
So
and then for another series that. This is controversial to me, right? Might not be for you or other people, but when something is so perfect on this, when it was made beforehand, and you're going to retell it, that makes me nervous. So, Tim, fucking, what's his name? Roth, I think his name.
From what?
Batman the animated series.
Oh, okay.
Oh, 1 second. Tim, he was the guy. Bruce Timm was one of the two people that created the original Batman the animated series. Batman the animated series is timeless. It is perfect. They made it at the right time. It had the right just amount of dark and humanity, and it was a perfect series in my eyes.
No, they're going to watch all of them.
They're going to be remaking it. Because Bruce Timm went to DC and pitched doing the Batman the animated series again, where it's back in the 40s and everybody looks like they're from the 40s and everything like that. I'm excited because I love Batman the animated series, and I think when they ditch the animated universe, like with Justice League and Superman the animated series, Batman the animated series, Static Shock, when they ditch that, they lost a really shining gem of their catalog, right?
Yeah.
It's to have it back, that's a good thing, right? But when you take something that's so perfect and you change it, you run the risk of ruining it and ruining the legacy of the old show as well.
Did they say how they were going to change it though? Sorry, I didn't watch that one.
They're going to be updating it. The reason why Bruce Timm wants to do it is because there's a lot of stuff they wanted to do back in the day that they just weren't able to do. Right, the technologies, it wasn't there. And then they're going to be changing some stuff as well. They didn't say, but they said they're going to change some stuff.
And he's the creator of it.
Yes.
So I don't know. I wouldn't be, personally for me, if it's the original creator basically redoing, you know, his own project, that gives me more comfort than knowing if someone else just was at Warner Brothers and was like, hey, here's something we haven't done for 20 years, let's, you know, yeah, and someone else decides to take it. So I don't know. I wouldn't be too worried. Me personally, I wouldn't be too worried about it.
You're not wrong, but it's just like I said, when it's just like if Da Vinci decided that this is going to be really pretentious because I'm comparing Batman the animated series to the Mona Lisa, but it's like Da Vinci had just decided to go, you know what, I'm going to go back to the Mona Lisa, I'm going to add some stuff I really wanted to add. Right, and change up the. I'm going to repaint it essentially. Right, it runs, but he's doing it over top of the old one. So I don't think that's
an adequate comparison.
I just kind of feel a little nervous, and I think that's okay to feel nervous about it. And that's why I said it's going to be a bit of a controversial take, just because it's so. I like the original series is so precious to me. Like I have so many memories with my dad and me watching it and everything like that. I just don't want them to touch it and fuck it up, right?
Yeah.
I'm excited to see what happens, but I'm worried because it's like it's something super important to me. That's what I meant by it's going to be a controversial take, because a lot of people are really, really excited just for the mention that this is coming out.
Yeah,
right?
I don't know. I'm not overly nervous personally, but I can see why you are. I'll be willing to watch it again.
100%. I have the complete series. If you want to watch it again,
getting it would be like nothing.
I was about to say, that way you wouldn't have to pay for it. I have.
The I would never series. Pay for it. No, I mean, yeah, I totally would pay for it. What am I talking about?
But so that's like the TV side, which is kind of, now we're kind of. I think we'll also kind of steer us more towards HBO Max.
Yeah, this is kind of, see, I'm worried about is that HBO Max is going to start adding a new subscription, like a new level of like subscription, because to like make all this shit and just put on HBO Max like day one and stuff like that, it's tough, because I mean, look at Disney, right, with the premium access.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, you pay extra for HBO, so.
Mm-hmm. And I don't think that they're going to be like doing like, hey, if you want to watch this movie, you have to pay $35 on top of your subscription fee.
I don't know, like Disney can do it. Why can't HBO do it?
Well, I'm just not saying that HBO can't, but you're kind of comparing Jupiter to like Venus.
Why?
Because Jupiter is like twice the size of Venus. As Disney now owns like 4 companies the size of HBO.
Yeah, but it's not. Well, no, I mean, there's Warner Brothers and all that stuff that HBO has obviously got their hands on and stuff. Like they're a growing conglomerate. They own other studios. They just don't own things like Star Wars and Marvel. You know, they own Warner Brothers and stuff like that, right? So like, gives them access to like what, Men in Black, and you got like the DC universe, and you got X-Files. You got X-Files.
Okay, so just to stop you right there, the only out of those three that are the only
well, ones no, there's that more. Any... There's more. There's more. I was just naming off a few.
DC is arguably successful, arguably, just because of the comparisons between that and Marvel.
I don't know. Yeah. Man. The Harry Potter series is very successful.
Yeah, until J.K. Rowling decided to open her big dumb mouth.
Oh, yeah, I know. But it's still, I mean, even though she opened up her mouth and went in a completely different direction, it's still doing pretty well.
But, so I don't think they're going to charge it.
Or, no, like, I just like think there's a chance series. For them to.
Well, you're not wrong. There's if Disney, you're right. If Disney's doing it, why can't they? But at the same time, it'd be kind of like shooting yourself in the foot, in my eyes.
Well, again, Disney did it.
Yeah, well, again, Disney can do a lot more things that other companies can't.
I don't know, man.
Also,
I'll argue for another day.
Me fighting in favor of Disney. Andrew fighting in favor of the people.
Oh, no, no. I'm just saying is basically my argument is just this. Is that, you know, Disney charges, right now if you live in Canada and you want to have like stars added to your shit, right? It's 120 bucks a year basically or whatever. And then if you want to watch like original Disney productions, it's not just Marvels and stuff like that. Anything that's original Disney, they'll charge you that $30 extra to watch it day one. HBO charges you, and again, if you live in Canada, $20 a month to stream to use their streaming services. And then basically, like, the Justice League, the Schneider Cut came out. That was free on day one and stuff like that. But the thing is that it's just, like, if... I don't know if any of these are going straight to HBO or if they're going to movies, I guess. I don't really actually know the answers to that because I didn't watch that closely. But if they were going straight to HBO Max, like, day one or whatever... There's no reason for them not to charge like a rental fee, so to speak, to watch it or an early access. Cause like they have so much stuff right now coming out of the pipes, like all of that's coming out, and to lose that extra money that they wouldn't make if they were to throw it in theaters, you know, like it just kind of would offset a lot of the costs because no one's recording how much money these things make on day one coming out. Obviously Disney was because they're like, well, we're losing a lot of money with theaters being closed and they're not going there. So by HBO just release or by Warner Brothers and or DC just releasing these things on HBO Max and not throwing them in theaters, they lose a lot of money too. Like the box office money, like all that multi-million dollar stuff they lose and they have to make up for it somehow. And so the best way to do that would be to do what Disney does. Now Disney charges more money than I think it's worth, but you know, like, I think if Disney charged, if Disney charged like $12 or $15 to watch one movie, I think actually that's an adequate price for a day one release to watch like a brand new film. But to charge $35 in Canada is just like, I don't go to a movie with four people. So like, it's not like we're not supposed to be together. So in your household, if there's only two of you, you're paying like $15 each to watch a movie as opposed to paying like $7.99.
Which is absurd.
Yeah.
So you know, I totally agree. Disney's bad, but I just don't think that HBO would do it. Just because, like I said, one, they are already making just about twice the amount of money that Disney's making off of Disney Plus, and I imagine the people that
who's making extra money. Sorry.
Well, you said it's $20 a month.
Yeah, for HBO.
Yeah, and it's $12 a month for Disney Plus. That's $8 per month.
Yeah,
and most people that aren't me, I know that at least most of the people I talk to, they only re-download Disney Plus when there's something cool on it.
Yeah,
and they just cancel their subscription again, mm-hmm. Right? So a lot of the people that actually have HBO Max keep it year round.
Yep. Well, because to have HBO Max in Canada, you either have a cable or you're subscribed to Crave.
That's what I mean, though. So they have people will be paying for it for longer, so they'll make more money on it. But the reason why we went over into HBO Max here, it wasn't to have arguments over
Don't out-host me. Don't out-host me. Don't do that. Don't do that. No.
Was
no.
because of no. the no. new James Gunn feature. He's James. Keeper.
Yeah, I actually am pretty excited for this movie. Or TV show.
Dude, the eagle is really fucking
yeah,
funny.
I know. He is my favorite. Like, the first scene when he's just, like, walking in the group in slow motion was actually pretty yeah. funny. And then the ending, we just, like, it's hugging me. It's hugging me. Dad, get a photo. I don't want to move. I was just like, Jesus Christ.
I don't know. Like, when he first described his character in Suicide Squad in the trailer, so I'm not spoiling the movie for any of you that haven't seen it. When he describes Peacekeeper in the trailers for the Suicide Squad movie that came out last year, he said he's like a douchey Superman.
Yeah.
And I can see it. I can see it.
But, like, I don't know, like, in the movie or in the TV show, like, I think the one thing that kind of ruined the whole trailer for me is when there was, like, that one scene and she, like, he has, like, his, and the new recruit and his partner or whatever, it's just like, oh, but the reason why you're an asshole is to push people away, which already gave me the sense that it was going to be him, like, having, like, a changing experience, like, through the show. And, like, I kind of hate they added that into the trailer. I'd rather it just been him being, like, a huge dick all the way through, because then that kind of adds something to the show. Do you know what I mean? So it almost took something away, like, you already kind of understand what's going to, like, I mean, you don't know what's going to happen per se, but you can already see the character development that he's going to go through.
Oh, no, 100%, but, like, expect that, right? If he was going to be a stagnant douchebag the entire series, how are you going to rally behind your protagonist?
No, but right? I understand that. I'm just saying that they didn't have to show that in the trailer, though, right? That's all. Like, I'm not saying he was going to be stagnant. They just didn't have to show that he was going to change, because you know, it just kind of shows, like, it just to me, it just shows the direction it's going to go, as opposed to being open minded to, like, oh, he could just become, like, a villain, or he could be, like, whatever, right? It could have went in more directions than that.
I guess so. Then, like, so for example, the actress who's playing his assistant is from Orange is the New Black, which is actually a really good show.
Yeah, I didn't watch that either.
I actually really enjoyed it.
You know, for someone who's, like, totally against Rick and Morty and all this other stuff, you're really on the mainstream TV shows that even I haven't watched.
I don't want
to get off track. I'm just saying.
The reason why is because I was watching TV shows with one of my online friends, and because we went through, like, Stranger Things, we went through Haunting of, like, not Bly Manor, because that's the new one, but the one before that.
Yeah, I didn't watch that either.
And then she's like, so then she chose Orange is the New Black, and then she stopped watching it, but I actually really enjoyed it, so I continued watching it. So the lady that is going to be Peacekeeper's assistant is Danielle Brooks, and she's a great actress, and I think she can really bring heart to the series where it needs it. But what do I know? I'm just a beagle.
Christ, you're gonna kill it before it's even funny.
Exactly, I'm gonna fucking throw it into the ground. That's my plan.
Whatever, I'll just find new takes. Not that I can, like, manipulate voices.
No. All right. So, what's your is there any TV series that kind of stood out to you?
Matt, I didn't watch any of them. Oh, okay. Other than Peacekeeper, I didn't care. I'm really excited for Batman.
I was going to kind of go for the TV series. I was going to do the video games, because we're technically a video game podcast.
Yeah, we only have 20 minutes, so we're gonna push along here.
Oh, shit. Yeah. I thought we were doing a longer one.
No. So I was really excited for Batman. I think I'm looking forward to it. I think I already like the atmosphere of how more dark it is than the originals. And I shouldn't say originals, but just it's more of a darker Batman. He's clearly going through, like, emotional turmoil, which is, like, way more present in this one than it has been in the past. Like, the scenes when he's, like, it's, like, raining, he's looking in the dark, he's got, like, blackness around his eyes. I'm like, man, this is what I want to see. I'm really into the dark shit for, like, stuff, like showing, like, human emotion that isn't really seen in TV shows or movies that much.
and they really chose a good actor to do that. Because everybody imagines Robert Pattinson as fucking the Twilight guy, but he's done so much more stuff now. Like, he's been in so many artsy movies with all these super fantastic directors and actors and everything like that. He's got a street cred back, and
I don't think he ever really lost it.
He did. He said nobody was hiring him after the Twilight series.
Whatever, so he made good buck.
So, well, yeah, he made good money off of it, but he wanted to be an actor. So he started just literally calling up all these indie guys. He's like, I'll do whatever movies you guys want me to do. And he started working his way back up. He made a bunch of fantastic decisions. Same thing that Shia LaBeouf's doing right now, but I think that, like, Robert Pattinson made the right decision for this movie because it looks really artsy. They found a way to make...
There's a whole conversation about Shia LaBeouf, but we'll move past it. I was just gonna say that, like, yeah, he called up a lot of people. It's also because he's had to make his own movies to, like, get back into the game, right? Mm-hmm. So he's been, like, producing, and he's actually a pretty good writer, and he's a pretty good director too, actually, in his own shit.
The thing I'm most excited about the Batman movie is not that it's dark, because like, I don't like things that are needlessly dark. Like, for it's a good line in the full trailer, but for the teaser trailer from 2 days ago, where it's just like the red kind of like glint over the bat signal, and it's just like, it's not a signal.
Oh, really? That's what you went with?
It's a message.
Is that the line you chose?
Yeah, no, that's the only line in the 6-second teaser trailer for this trailer.
Oh, really? I thought you were gonna go with, what's under the mask? Who are you under the mask? I'm vengeance.
Right.
That was pretty bad.
Because it's like when it's like, oh, it's just like laugh. It's playing like that, like because it's a Nirvana song in the background.
I just thought the line was funny.
Right. But it's like, when it's just like, it's not a signal, it's a warning. I'm like, oh great, this is gonna be edgy as shit. But then I seen the full trailer, and it's actually got a lot of heart behind it. Like, Andy Serkis seems like he'd be a really good father figure as Alfred. Zoe Kravitz as Selena Kyle seems really, she's really fits the role and adds a whole new kind of playful banter between Selena and Bruce that doesn't really come through very much in a lot of the different movies, which I'm really excited
about. You watch the movie?
As you can even see it in the trailer. They're fucking flirting the entire time. Did you watch the trailer?
I did watch it, but I'm like, Jesus.
We're supposed to analyze this stuff, alright?
Like, watch it be the worst Batman movie ever, and I'm gonna play this. Do you know what's under the mask? Vengeance.
I'm excited. It looks really good. It's supposed to take a bunch of different stories. It's supposed to take a bunch of stuff from year one. It's supposed to take a bunch of stuff from the Long Halloween. But instead of it being the Holiday Killer and Calendar Man, it's going to be they're mixing Calendar Man, Holiday Killer, and Riddler into one to actually make him an actually credible villain. Because Riddler has always been more of a campy style villain. Yeah, he sets up these death traps, but Batman's always smart enough to kind of get his way through it and save the day at the end of the day.
Yeah.
But like, this serial killer kind of version of Riddler is kind of fucking scary, dude.
Well, that's the darkness of it, though, that I like. Like, I like to see the equivocal, like, dark nature of humanity. Because I just feel like, I mean, like, yeah, you can, like, you get it in horror shows, but it's just, it's not really, like, real. Violent. Yeah, or real. So, you know, like I said, like, I always want, like, you know, like, I love Star Wars, don't get me wrong, but man, do I want, like, a dark Sith movie. Like, out of anything, you know, and I'd love if they did, like, a really dark Star Wars show, and so...
A Revan story?
Well, just, not even that.
Oh, sorry, not like, Revan, Darth Bane?
Or Plagueis, yeah. I mean, like, Darth Bane murders children. I mean, like, you know, like, Yeah, it gets pretty murderous and dark, but, like, I didn't want to see it, but something that's, like, just not that dark, but like you, like when he just randomly starts killing people for no reason and just to feed off their anger and hate. Like, I don't know. It's interesting to me.
Next movie we should probably move on though. So we're giving a Batman where the Batman we're excited for.
Yeah, I'm excited for that. Also, let's just tap on everything here real quick. So
that's what I'm gonna do. The Flash?
I'm okay with it. Like, I know everyone's really excited for it, and I know it's like gonna be good, but I kinda hate they didn't take the kid from like the TV series and threw him in the movie. I think that's my only splite with it.
But it's kind of like they try to separate the two universes.
Yeah, I understand that. It's just, I don't know. It's just like I watched the TV series. Like I should say I've stopped watching it. I don't even know what's going on anymore. But like for what I like watched and was available, like I liked it. It was good. So like to take like a new actor and stuff like that. And like, yeah, you're in the multiverse situation, all that crap. I understand. It kind of just sucked, I guess, yeah. A little bit for me. But I mean, I'll still watch it.
The thing I'm excited about is it's going like Flashpoint universe, but they're kind of changing it up to kind of fit the format of the show. So Ben Affleck is actually supposed to be in this movie, but I imagine he's going to be like, it's going to be like the, how Flashpoint started off, where the regular Batman, who's Ben Affleck, is going to be starting off with the movie with him. And then when he goes back in time to stop his mom from being murdered, right, he comes back and he changed the future or switches universes, and it's now 1989 Batman with Michael Keaton, right? Because you could see the cowl in the trailer. It is the cowl, yeah. Where he has to turn his entire torso to look to his left, kind of thing. And then at the end of the thing, where it's like alternate reality version of Barry, is like pulling off the cover to the Batmobile. And they cut it off right there, but I would have really loved to seen the 1989 Batmobile again. I think that'd be really cool. So you're kind of like, you don't really care, but you're excited still for Flash.
I'll watch him.
I'm excited for Flash.
Yeah. I think I'm mostly excited to see Shazam, Black Adam, and Aquaman 2. I think are actually like, I mean, and Batman, I think are all four. I'm really eager to see.
All right, so it's Shazam and Black Adam, because they're essentially part of the same characters. So
yeah,
I'm excited for both of them. Before we started the podcast, I was kind of telling Andrew here that Black Adam's always been more of a villainous character. He has had his anti-hero moments, so I'm kind of curious how they're going to do that. But then again, they've been kind of trying to model the comics after the movies for a while now. So Black Adam in the comics has started to be more of a good guy. So that's probably what they're going to try to do, because Dwayne Johnson doesn't like to play villains. And then, so I'm excited for both of them. Yurik said you were excited.
Yeah.
Next up,
he's never played a villain.
He plays some villains, but he rarely plays villainous characters.
All right. Yeah, and then Aquaman, what do you think?
I'm happy they got rid of Amber Heard. I was going to watch the movie either way. They fired her.
Oh, I totally thought she was in it. I thought that was her in the redhead.
She might still be in the movie for what they have already.
Yeah, because like I'm pretty sure the scenes they showed. Yeah. Well, that's a whole controversial situation. I don't think we should talk about, but like,
I mean, it's not controversial anymore when it's been proven that she was lying.
Oh, was it proven? I haven't been on top of it. It's been
proven. I've watched it periodically. That's the reason why she was finally fired, and now Johnny Depp's showing and stuff again.
Well, hopefully he comes back in the fucking that Hogwarts movie, whatever. Fantastic Beasts, and Johnny Depp or Jack Sparrow.
But yeah, so essentially, even if she is in this movie, I doubt she'll be in any of the other ones.
Yeah, cause I was pretty sure the scenes they were. I don't know though. Like, it's tough to say, but like the scenes with her, like there was like they showed like literally the same scene twice, where it was like her like punching a window or something like that, or whatever in it behind the scenes, and it was like I looked like her, but yeah, I don't know.
It could be, but yeah. I've already kind of that, like, Aquaman 2 is probably going to be coming up before most of these other ones anyways.
Yeah.
All right, so Aquaman 2, I'm excited for it. I was going to watch it either way. All these movies, I was going to watch it either way, but I'm actually kind of excited for Aquaman 2. What about you, Andrew?
I didn't mind like Aquaman. It was okay. It wasn't like huge. Like, it wasn't like great, but I'll still watch it for the story. And, like, you know, I mean, it's a movie. For the most part, I'll almost watch anything.
Okay.
Well, so,
and then for the big two.
Yeah, Gotham Knights and Suicide Squad. So I have to say my only like thoughts about these games and like what I'm worried about is they're going to be like, I feel like Gotham Knights is going to be like, do you know if it's going to be single player?
No, I believe you can play. I mean, I don't know if you can play single player, but I do know that.
I know it's multiplayer.
Multiplayer. And then, like, for example, if you want to play Batgirl, Andrew, right?
Yeah.
And I want to play Batgirl. We won't be able to play together.
Sorry, one second. I think there's fireworks going on outside. One second.
So essentially with Batgirl being essentially you have to each play one of the four characters for like your group. So only one person can be Batgirl, only one person can be Robin, only one person can be Red Hood, and only one person can be Nightwing.
I'm worried it's gonna be too Destiny like.
I don't know how it could be, but at the same time, Rocksteady. Destiny's a loot shooter.
You're talking about Avengers? Or sorry, you're talking about Suicide Squad?
Oh.
No, you're talking about Gotham Knights?
Yeah.
I think Gotham Knights could be like Avengers, or it could be like Destiny.
How?
How could it not? I'm just saying the game mechanic of what it is, where it's like an online.
It's gonna be the Batman the Arkham games.
Oh shit,
so you're playing with four people.
Yeah,
you're playing with four people.
It could be semi-open world though.
It could be semi-open world, 100%. It could even be open world.
It's just not a shooter. Destiny's,
yes, but I hesitate to compare it to Destiny as it's like an open service game.
There's no reason why they couldn't do that.
I just doubt. I don't think they're going to do it. I think it's going to be a closed campaign where you play as four different people.
I don't know, right? Man. I don't know.
We won't really know until we see gameplay, though. Yeah. But I highly doubt it's going to be a looter, at the very least. It's going to be. I imagine it's going to play more like Batman and the Arkham games, because in that one you don't loot stuff. You just get once you get enough XP, you can upgrade your characters.
I know, but like to say that they couldn't at all do that, or like the unlikelihood. I think
it'd be pointless. I don't think it's a good idea.
Oh, I'm not saying it's a good idea, but I'm not saying, I mean, there's money in it, for sure.
All right, name a live service game that has been successful besides Destiny.
Oh, but think of how many live service games have came up and failed, but still they keep showing up.
Well, I mean, yeah, because everybody wants to have the Destiny, but
exactly.
every single one has failed.
It hasn't stopped
them. Why do you think they've been slowing down?
Yeah, it doesn't mean that no one's willing to try.
But if there's going to be any game that is comparable to Destiny out of those two, I'd say Suicide Squad.
I think Suicide Squad would be more like Avengers.
That's another live service game.
I know, but I think that would be more like, if you were to, I mean, would you compare Avengers exactly like Destiny though?
Well, yes, I would, because it's a loot shooter. Game where you collect. Me if
there's
items.
Ever been a game that's been successful, and then there's Avengers.
Avengers isn't successful.
Well, it's got a growing base. Still growing.
Barely. It's
but
crawling.
It is.
It's crawling. And the other than me, do you know anybody who's actually played it?
Yeah. Who? People you don't know.
Well, I guess I set the bar a little too low for that.
Yeah.
But... so for example though, every single person that I talked to about the Avengers game, they said it was shit.
Yeah, no,
I actually enjoyed it.
Well, the thing is though, is like even people I talk to say it's shit, but they still play the shit out of it.
I'm the only person I know that actually still played it.
All I'm saying is that there's no reason why they couldn't do it. And to be honest, for us to say that it happens either way doesn't really matter because we don't know. But like, it is possible regardless. I'm not disagreeing with you on that forefront at all. I'm just from what I could see and like how it looks, it's just it gave me huge vibes of being a live service game. Like both of them did.
I was about to say the only game that kind of gave me that kind of feeling, we won't know until we see gameplay of, because we've seen a little bit of gameplay of Gotham Knights, right? But we haven't seen gameplay, like actual gameplay of Suicide Squad yet.
I thought that was just like cutscenes that were just thrown in there from like the game.
Well, they showed Nightwing like fucking crouching around and stuff like that. No. It's not like the actual movements that they've showed in the other cutscenes. Was there a HUD? So that's what I mean.
I don't remember there was a HUD.
There's no HUD. There's no HUD. See, at least that I've seen. Yeah. But so reason why I don't feel like it that Gotham Knights won't, and I do think Suicide Squad will, is because Suicide Squad, they're set up better for a looter shooter kind of style of gameplay, where you have different bosses and stuff like that with the Justice League, and then an overarching villain with Brainiac, with all these different little Brainiac drones that keep coming down, where you can fight and you can upgrade and you can get guns and better stuff like that. That feels more like a live service style Destiny Avengers game. Whereas when you watch Gotham Knights, it feels more like it will play more like Batman Arkham Knight, maybe not with a lot of the stealth, but instead of stealth you have four people going in and you're getting XP and you level up your abilities and stuff like that, and through so leveling up your Gotham skill Knights trees,
isn't. Gotham Knights won't be a live service.
Okay, that's what, okay, so we've been arguing the same point.
Well, no, we haven't been arguing the same point. Well, we've been arguing the same point, just we were saying it looked two different ways, right?
So, I'm more excited for Gotham Knight, for the story aspects of it. Don't get me wrong, it's kind of cool to see Wonder Woman being, like, the only Justice Leaguer left as she's, like, trying to fight off her teammates and everything like that. That's really cool to me. I think that's awesome. Because the reason why I know Wonder Woman's the only one left is because, one, she cuts one of the drones in half with her sword, right, at the start of the trailer. But at the end of the trailer, before it kind of does, like, the spelling out the Suicide Squad, like, whatever, it's like, you aren't ready, kind of thing like that, right? Before they kind of, like, jokingly torture Penguin. Superman gets punched through, like, this... gets tackled through like this church, and he like lands, and like you see a shield pushing him down, and then it cuts up for a second and you can see Wonder Woman's the one pushing him to the ground, and then he heat visions her out the window again. So Wonder Woman's going to be like trying to like fight in the background and try to stop the Justice League as well, so that's going to be kind of cool. But I just, the Court of Owls and everything like that, man, it's going to be so cool for Gotham Knights, with like they even playing the fucking Court of Owls nursery rhyme in the background. Batgirl has a Court of Owls mask on for a second, which makes me think that they're going to be going into the original Scott Snyder run of the Court of Owls, where because he was the one who created it. And there's a scene where Batman kind of gets like locked in this labyrinth and he kind of goes crazy. So I'm thinking that's going to be a sequence of the game where you get locked in this labyrinth, you got to escape, and you're kind of starting to hallucinate, and you see yourself wearing the Court of the Owl mask.
So we're excited for both these games?
I am absolutely excited for both these games, but I think I'm more excited for Gotham Knights just because
I agree. I'm excited for Gotham Knights. I will be excited for Suicide Squad as long as it's not live service, because I am not into that shit. So, and I couldn't find anything if it was or not. So until definitively proven otherwise,
gameplay
for Gotham Knights.
Yeah, same here.
All right, cool. Well, we're going to cut it there. Thank you, everyone, for sticking around for this shit show and us arguing about bullshit. And mostly just listening to Austin talk. I'm sorry you guys had to deal with that. But that's, you know, this is his realm. Not so much mine. I'm into movies, but I don't know this weird nitty-gritty background crap like he does. Remember, you can always support us on the ACAST supporting system. You can find that in the description below of every episode, as well as you can go to maingems.com and you could buy yourself a sweet, sweet mug.
Good hand feel.
It does have a good hand feel, trademarked by Nolan. Yeah, I think I say I'm a lot still, but that's okay. You guys can all take a shot to it. You guys probably are too drunk to listen to the end of this episode anyways. Yeah, so I think that's it. That's all I got to say. Please know that we do have things in the works. I think we might start just to kind of give everyone a heads up. I think next year, starting in February, we might go back on Patreon, but we're going to do it differently this time because we're going to make it better with like when it comes to like the Discord access, as well as I think we'll live stream the episodes on Patreon, stuff like that. And I think we're going to cap it at $2 a month, as well as we might even do like a quick like half hour banter afterwards with just you guys, and we can all talk about whatever, ask us questions and all that stuff. So I think that's something we're going to do next year in lieu of like our 1 year anniversary, I think is a good day to start that. So be excited for that. Sorry, that's the alarm saying that I'm done and I should shut up. So on that note, thanks everyone for kicking around, and thanks for listening. If you're a first time listener, thanks for giving us a shot. Hopefully you'll stick around. And we appreciate all of you. Thanks, Austin, thank you for being here. And on that note, let's peace out. I'm a beagle.
I'm a fucking beagle.
Do sound take, everybody.
Where did that even come from? First
that
of
episode.
All? Yeah, I know, but like the whole I'm a beagle thing.
Oh, 1 second. You were talking about how you were like, I don't remember what it was like saying about how you, oh yeah, how you wanted to be like a beagle because I do nothing but like eat, sleep, and whatever. And you're like, I go to work, and I'm like, what do you do in between that? Don't you just eat, sleep, and play video games all day long? And you're like, oh, so I'm basically a beagle. And that's how it started.